Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like, I don't know about it because I don't have one myself personally. But people had these jailbroken Fire Sticks that you could watch the NFL Network if you choose to on your Fire Stick. But I don't know nothing about that because I ain't got one.
I've got DirecTV, so I've got
look at you, Mr. Fancy Pants, Big Spinner outside the perimeter. Look at you with the all the channels. I ain't worried about paying that big old bill.
Hang on.
Fancy pants.
There are 42 million people who get the NFL Network. 42 million.
Man, they got money. They got bread.
Don't think it's fancy pants.
Bunch of cheese.
I don't have the money you have. What are you
fancy
talking about?
Fancy pants? Man, I got married twice.
I know. I got married once.
You know, it was funny. I had to call the NFL yesterday, and one of the questions I asked, because I was looking at talking to one of the financial advisors, and they said, well, how would you describe your finances? Are you wealthy? Are you comfortable? Or are you broke? And I said, I'm okay. I didn't even say comfortable. It wasn't even an option. I was like, I'm okay. I'm all right. I got two ex-wives, man. Go on with that. I'm okay.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's saying that ESPN, I hadn't seen the ESPN tonight. They're sending this in. We'll have to check on that. I know that it's on the NFL Network. Maybe it's on both tonight. I don't know. I'll have to check. Is it on both?
I guess the highlights.
We'll see. We'll check on that. I'll have Abe check on that. Is the combine on? Somebody's saying it's on ESPN tonight. I know it's on one hour on ESPN. Okay. 1 hour on ESPN.
Oh, not the whole thing, though.
Yeah, the whole thing, 4 to 11 is NFL Network.
Oh, so it's like they give you a tease.
Yeah. Brooks Lennon is one of the new stars of Atlanta United, and he's joining us this morning on the WakeFord.com hotline as United gets ready to open MLS play. Brooks, welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So how's your transition been so far, Brooks?
Yeah, it's been great. I feel like I've been, you know, really welcomed to, you know, the team and the new city. You know, I love all the new players that came in with me, and you know, I think the team is starting to gel really well, as you saw, you know, against Montagua, you know, at home. So it's been really good.
So what was your initial reaction when you heard that you were going to join Atlanta United?
I was really excited. I knew, you know, I was ready to go on to the next step of my career. And Atlanta United had been, you know, scouting me for a while, and I knew they had been interested in me for a long time. So when the deal finally went through, I was really happy to be joining such, you know, a big franchise.
Brooks Lennon, of course, a young star here. Tell me the difference, Brooks, between the 1-1 draw down in Honduras and the 3-0 win. Did it have to do with altitude? Did it have to do with the playing surface? Because you look like a different club against them when you were in Kennesaw.
Yeah, I definitely do think the playing surface had a big difference between the home and away leg. You know, Kennesaw, it was a nice pitch, and you know, the field that we played in Honduras was not the best of fields that we've played on. So that definitely helped coming home and playing on a nice pitch, because that helps, you know, with the style of play that we like to play.
Talking with Brooks Lennon, a new star of Atlanta United.
So a lot of people are just starting to now discover you and being a part of Atlanta United. What can you tell the listeners right now about yourself?
Yeah, that I'm, you know, I'm all for the team. You know, I'm here. You know, number one reason why I came here is to win. So, you know, I'm going to give everything I have for the team on and off the field and in the community. And, you know, I think that I bring a lot to this team, and hopefully we can bring, you know, another championship back to Atlanta.
What do you say some of your strengths are on the pitch?
I think my main strength, you know, is getting up down the flank and in putting in dangerous crosses. I think some of the fans were noticing that, you know, in the two games against, you know, Montagua and the Champions League. But yeah, trying to, you know, get up and down the flank and provide dangerous crosses and, you know, try and get on the score sheet here and there. And, you know, definitely increase my numbers this year from, you know, my numbers last year in Salt Lake.
Talking with Brooks Lennon as he joins us ahead of Saturday night's MLS opener, Atlanta United, Nashville SC, and I had to get the SC part down, Nashville Soccer Club, SC at Nissan Stadium in Nashville, 7 o'clock local time in Nashville, 8 o'clock Eastern time with Mike and Jason on the call. Brooks, when you were at Real Salt Lake, you know, you could fill me in on something like, you know, how does a team like Real Salt Lake capture, you know, the imagination over there in Salt Lake City? That could be one part of it. But also, how do other teams view Atlanta United? I mean, here's this newcomer onto the stage in that stadium, and of course you came into the stadium, playing in front of these sold-out crowds, winning a championship in its second year, and becoming the really kind of the face in terms of franchises of the entire league in a three-year span. Is there jealousy? Is there anger? Is there bitterness? How do other franchises view Atlanta United?
No, I don't think there's jealousy or anything like that towards Atlanta. I think it's more, it's really good to see a team, you know, come in and do it the right way. You know, with the infrastructure that, you know, Atlanta United has and, you know, the fans that have backed the club, everything about Atlanta United is, you know, it's a platform for other MLS teams that are trying to join, like Nashville, to try and match that level. So, you know, so that you can have the opportunity to start winning right away when you come into the MLS. So I don't think it's jealousy or anything like that. I think it's more admiration towards Atlanta United and what Arthur Blank has, you know, really built here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're talking to Brooks Lennon, Atlanta United player. You've made the U.S. Olympic qualifying roster. How does that feel for you to be able to represent your country?
Yeah, it feels amazing. I've always said it. It's, you know, always a really proud moment for me to represent my country. And I did make the, you know, qualifying roster for the Olympics. And, you know, that's definitely an honor. Anytime you get called into any camp with the U.S. colors, that means a lot. So I'm really proud.
So now that you're a member of this team, give me a little hint as you look at that frontline attack. Now you're serving to Joseph Martinez, Depity Martinez, not so much to Marco, but, you know, serving into the middle of the field to Pity and of course, to the top to Joseph. What's that like for you? How does that change things for you?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't change much for me. I just think trying to get on the same, you know, wavelength with PT and Joseph and the guys that are going to be playing up top to know, you know, where they like to make their runs, you know, and also, you know, tell them and show them where I like to, you know, put my crosses and, you know, what my tendencies are and what their tendencies are. So just trying to get on the same page. And I think we're working on that every single day here in training. And I think we're going to have a lot of success this year. You know, with that partnership.
What do you know about the Nashville club with the opener coming up this weekend?
Well, first of all, I know that they're showing up a lot. A lot of fans are showing out for this first game. I think they've already sold 50,000 tickets. So I know Nashville is definitely getting behind the team and, you know, with real big support. And they've acquired a lot of, you know, veteran guys throughout the MLS. So, you know, we're definitely not going to look upon them. They're going to be a good side. So we need to go in there fully fit and fully ready and try and take 3 points for the first MLS game of the season.
Hey, Brooks, we appreciate you taking a few minutes. We look forward to the game Saturday night. Nice to chat with you. Go out up to Nashville, get a win, and come on home.
All right. thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Brooks Lennon of Atlanta United, as we get ready for the game again. I want to stress to you, 7 o'clock, if you're going to be, he said 50,000 Nashville fans, they're going to be, I think, 10,000 or more United fans. They're going to be huge.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I think the United contingency, a lot of people bought tickets. So it's going to be, you know, and then Dukes and Bell doing the whole bus ride down there. So it's going to be a lot of people there, no question about that.
And Dukes and Bell will be broadcasting 1 to 6 Central Time, of course, 2 to 7 Eastern, but 1 to 6 Central Time at the Gate Brewery on Music Row in Nashville tomorrow. So if you're going up to Nashville tomorrow ahead of the game, on Saturday, you can go there and be part of that. There's going to be a special stoppage time show with Mike and Jason involved in all that at the Gate Brewery and giveaways and whatnot, all brought to you by Esperanza Supporters Club. So that'll be 1 to 6 tomorrow at the Gate Brewery on Music Row. Some of the other headlines, of course, we mentioned it's a very busy Thursday. So we understand, I want to make sure I'm clear, 1 hour of the Combine is on ESPN tonight, but the 7-hour show from 4 to 11 we'll be on NFL Network tonight.
That's
when
you're gonna tune into Mr. Big Spender Fancy Pants. Oh, yeah. That's the one you got.
Is that what it is?
Us common folk, us have nots. We just gonna have to watch that hour and deal with it.
You have.
We're gonna
nots.
Have to take extensive notes. We're gonna have to take extensive notes. Orrin, Abe, you hear it? Well, Abe probably has the NFL Network. Oh, Abe doesn't have the NFL Network. It's not available. It's not available.
You can't like get the app on your and then mirror it and stream it that way.
So that means we all got to go to John Friggy's house and watch it for 7 whole
what do you
hours.
Mean, it's not. Is it DirecTV, AT&T?
We could bring some catnip and wine, John Friggy.
I'm just kidding. But you just said it's not on AT&T. But AT&T owns DirecTV, correct? I didn't know.
They're arguing about this food. So, but you just ignore it. We're gonna bring some catnip.
DirecTV
cat litter,
now, I guess. I don't know. I don't know where it's available.
You ignored me again.
Yeah, no, I heard you. I just.
We're riding out to the OTP and stay for 7 whole hours.
Okay, hon.
To watch the NFL Network.
You need to get. Well, you know what I have a lot of that you guys will like is that my daughter went to this restaurant, Chewy's, yesterday.
Chewy's. Yeah, got the toys?
No.
Was that Chewy's? Is that what they. By the dog?
No. Not till Chewy's is a Mexican restaurant.
Okay. My bad, Chewy's. When he said Chewy's, I was thinking Chewy.com.
No, not E-W-E-U-E.
Okay, gotcha. My bad.
Anyway, Chewy's is a Mexican joint on Barrett Parkway, and she came home with these, like, quart-sized, like, these sauces. They're queso, and they're this sauce and that
queso
sauce.
Queso's not
and,
good. Cold, though. You got to get that.
Well, no,
yeah,
we have a microwave.
Oh, we got chips. All we got to do is bring chips and wine.
Yes, bring wine.
And we can have a baller-ass cheese and wine party. Party in the suburbs.
Yeah, well.
Just don't park on the grass. And don't park awkward, Orrin. Don't be out there parking awkward. Yeah, because he said, why was that at him? I said, because it'll be me, but I'm deflecting, and I'm putting it all on you. It's your fault.
I can put, wait a second, I got a big long driveway. I can put 6 cars in my driveway.
Oh, look at, 6-car driveway fitter. Go. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. We can even bring friends. NFL Network, 6-car driveway. Ooh, 2-car garage?
Yeah, just 2.
You are living high on the hog. What'd you say? Is a duplex?
No,
what?
No, just a two-car garage.
Look at you living high on the
hog. I am thinking about adding that because I do want that third garage.
We the game idea. He about to start building. Watch out, people. John Fricky about to get a building permit. Don't do it yourself, though. Get somebody to
do
it.
Oh, I'm not going to do it myself. I want the thing to stand up. I don't want it to fall down. I don't want to be in there and have it crash on my car. Hey, the first caller to call and correctly answer a trivia question is going to win a pair of WWE Monday Night Raw tickets for Monday, March 30th at State Farm Arena. Limited tickets are available for Monday Night Raw at State Farm at the Farm on Monday, March 30th, WWE.com. Today's question at 404-741-0929. Glenn Jacobs, the wrestler more commonly known as Kane, is the mayor of which county in Tennessee?
Wow.
Yeah, I remember when Kane ran for mayor. Is he mayor of a county or a city? County? Who's he the mayor of in Tennessee? Where is he the mayor of? Kane, Glenn Jacobs, is a mayor in Tennessee. And we want to know where in Tennessee. First caller, 404-741-0929, is going to win 2 tickets to Monday night's WWE Monday Night Raw on March 30th. Tickets available at WWE.com. All right, we'll have Will Carroll's going to join us next. He's our injury expert. We're going to ask him about Freddie Freeman. We're going to ask him about all the guys, including, Tua and the announcement about that. But most importantly to us, When will we see Freddie, and is this something that we as Braves fans should worry about in terms of his elbow? The injury expert answers that next after a CBS Sports Minute. Morning show with John and Hugh. By the way, I just want to make sure that we are clear about something. If you're going up to Nashville tomorrow, the site of the show for Dukes and Bell and for Stoppage Time is the Tailgate Brewery.
Yeah. The Tailgate Brewery.
Tailgate Brewery.
The Tailgate. Yeah, we got to be, you know, correct on that one because you want to get people lost.
The Tailgate Brewery. All right. So if you're going up, and we'll certainly be mentioning that tomorrow, just, you know what, just stay here. You'll figure it out. You know, everything's good. Yeah, go where all the United fans are going. Where's everybody going? You know,
yeah, just jump on the highway and look for the banners.
Right. Will Carroll is, of course, a columnist for BetQL. He is our injury expert, and we are always anxious to talk to him about the very latest, but especially today. Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We ain't going too well, Will. What's going on with Freddie Freeman's elbow, man? We need to know. And is this normal?
Yeah, this is something you expect. I mean, anytime you have bone spurs or chips, it's essentially, think of it as the bone equivalent of a blister. You know, you get blisters on your hands or your feet because you get new shoes or you're working in the garden and you're not used to it. And it's the skin's response to irritation. Same thing for bone chips or spurs. Bone chips are just spurs that chipped off and are floating around. They don't necessarily cause problems. You know, it's like having a rock in your shoe. You feel it, but it's not necessarily painful. He's had surgery to get him out before. The real problem here is, what is he doing? Is it his swing? Is it throwing? What's making these create themselves inside his elbow? So the surgery itself to get him out is very minor, so he could do it again. But you know, you can't keep doing it. You can, but you'd rather not have people opening you up all the time. So they've got to figure out the root cause of this and try to eliminate that. And it surprises me that they haven't to this point.
Right, and it's an ongoing thing, and this is what,
yeah.
You know, right now, I mean, if it's, you know, for now, nobody much cares. I mean, Freddie's going to be fine for the regular season, not like he really yeah. needs spring training. He can go to batting practice once and be okay. But if it's a recurring thing that it was last year, because I got another question, because he came out, Will, and Hugh and I were talking about this. He said that last year, for pain management, one of the things he was doing was chewing copious amounts of extra strength Tylenol. Any Tylenol 3 or Tylenol 4, nothing with codeine in it, obviously. We're just talking about, I guess, you know, 500 yeah. milligram extra strength Tylenol kind of thing. But he was doing so much of it, it made his vision blurry. Is that possible?
Yeah, it is. Anytime you're talking about, especially with Tylenol, we also see side effects to Motrin and ibuprofen, those kind of things. You know, their dosage recommendations on there for a reason. I can remember early studies on ibuprofen. People would just eat their stomach up because you do build up a tolerance to it. So, you know, doing that kind of thing, there's a lot of that. I mean, painkillers, we've seen, you know, kidney problems for guys who have had to take painkillers for a long time in the NFL and NBA. So, yeah, absolutely. The side effects of those are real, and people shouldn't go outside the dosage requirements, you know, in their daily life. There's options to get through that, so hopefully he was just doing that on his own, but it's problematic that it's that painful as well.
Sports Radio 92.9 Again, we're talking to Will Carroll, injury expert at BetQL. Keanu Neal, he's coming off that Achilles injury. Where should he be right now in his rehab?
Essentially done with the rehab portion. This is about a six-month process now, which is kind of crazy. And we've actually seen guys coming back at the 4 to 5 month mark in terms of physically. Remember, there are always two parts to rehab. The first part is the medical. That's where what you put back together, in this case, you know, sewed back together the Achilles tendon, that's how long it takes to heal up and be essentially normal. Then after that, it's the functional rehab, where you get back to what you were doing, being defensive back in his case. So he's essentially through the medical portion of it. He's been cleared for essentially all activity. The thing is, there's not a whole lot for him to do. I'm sure he's in the gym. I'm sure he's running. But is he going full go? Probably not, because there's just no need for it. The calendar changes the rehab times in some cases just because, you know, it doesn't matter if you're 100% now. Now he's likely focusing on getting the muscles around there stronger, making sure he's doing the right things, getting stable. So he's at the point he's supposed to be. There haven't been any indications that he's not going to be ready to go for camp.
We're talking with our injury expert, Will Carroll. All right, well, let's shift to the football of the moment, which, of course, is the NFL Combine, which opens tonight for on-field activities here. I would like to actually do something here, Will, with you and Hugh. I would like you to talk to me about what the medicals are and how they do the medicals now for the Combine, best of your knowledge. Yeah. And, Hugh, if there's anything different than what you did back, when was that, 95, so 25 years ago. So anything different between the two, Hugh? Well, what do they do now?
Yeah, there's two phases to the actual medicals. The first is all the imaging. Players get general imaging, they'll take x-rays of the knees, usually one of the back. If there's a special request, say you had a hip injury in college, they'll take the images of that. They'll compare it to what you were provided if those images existed during college. Let's face it, it's probably, I think, 28% is the number of guys who have had ACL injuries at some point in high school or college prior to this, in the 340 guys. Then you go in and you'll see the doctors, and you see them from the teams. Teams that are looking at you take a special interest if you've got a previous injury, if they're worried about something. And it's essentially like a physical, except it tends to be more focused. They really don't care how your heart is. That'll be checked in just a general state, but they'll be more focused on the injury and the injury history in those. And the teams that are actively looking at you will be more focused on that.
That sounds about right. I mean, it doesn't change too much. You know, you do the basic stuff, the blood work and all the other stuff. You get the MRI, the CAT scans and stuff. And then they, like at the combine, they're asking you all kind of questions. So when did this happen? Do you remember when you broke your hand and all this other stuff? So, yeah, it's about the same.
All right. Interesting stuff here as we probe the NFL combine. Well, Tua's been cleared. He's not going to throw tonight. We all understand that. He's not going to run. He's not going to do anything. He says he's going to do something at his pro day. Are you 100% confident that he is 100% healthy?
100%? No. I don't think he will be for a while. The kind of surgery he had, which we talked about, where they basically pinned and glued that hip back together. But one of the things I've learned yesterday was that he had absolutely no damage to the structure of the hip outside of the pelvis. So the head of his humerus itself, the thigh bone, and most importantly, the cartilage inside was not damaged. This was a simple, if you can call it that, dislocation with fracture. It basically exploded the bone through the back, and they were able to put that back together. He's had no problems in the recovery. This is something that we see pretty regularly in car crashes, that it gets driven back, but we don't see it that often in quarterbacks. One of the things that teams are looking at with Tua is a lot of people have forgotten he's had both ankles reconstructed. The high ankle, the syndesmosis, he's actually had what's called a tightrope put in on both sides, which is a little piece of Kevlar that's drilled through. So those shouldn't break. What they're worried about is he just weaker? Does he have some sort of tissue issue? Does he have tendons and ligaments that are just somehow less strong? And one of the issues they're asking about is he's got brothers. His younger brother is a quarterback likely to take over for him at Alabama, and he hasn't had the same problems. So you do kind of look at genetics. Has your dad had any problems? Has your mom had any problems? And Tua had to answer a lot of those questions yesterday as he started the interview process.
One other quick question, and this is way over here. I'm going to go back to baseball at the end here. Luis Severino is going to have Tommy John surgery. That's fine. And guys, I'm curious, Will. I had heard a story, and I'm wondering if you have run across this, where there are baseball parents who will tell their kids at age 16 to, even with a healthy ligament, have Tommy John surgery at age 16.
Yes. Yeah. I've heard it. I've been asked it. It happens all too often because they think, A, it's inevitable, and B, that it somehow makes the kid better. The fact is, there's really only about a five-year lifespan. By the time we get to the four and a half-year mark, that tendon that was transplanted into the area actually undergoes ligamentization and becomes cellularly identical to the ligament you had before. So if you think you're going to be, you know, Superman, if you think you're going to gain miles per hour, you're not. Nobody says this about ACLs. Nobody says this about tendons. You know, surgery has to be necessary. Luckily, surgeons probably ought to report them to child services, because these are not the parents you want to have. I guess it comes from good intentions, but no. Tommy John surgery is done when the ligament is no longer holding together. It doesn't make you better. It just puts you back where you are, and it costs you a year of your career. Here's a really interesting stat. There are only two players in the history of baseball. Think how many pitchers have had Tommy John surgery, including Tommy John. There are only two players in the Hall of Fame that have had Tommy John surgery. That's kind of crazy. But just missing a year of your career often takes you out of the discussion. And, hey, can you guys name the two?
Well, one's not Tommy John, I take it.
Yeah.
So what are they?
Yeah,
one's
I don't know.
One's from your backyard.
John Smoltz.
John Smoltz is the one pitcher. The other is Paul Molitor, who people forget had Tommy John surgery and stopped playing the field.
Wow. Yeah, I appreciate that, Will. Interesting
quizzes,
stuff.
Quizzes are hard.
Yep. Thanks, Will. Do appreciate.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
Yep. Tommy John surgery, named for a pitcher named Tommy John, left-hander, played years for the White Sox. Terminus Legion's in the house. We'll talk with them as we get ready for Atlanta United and Nashville SC. On Sports Radio 90, John the Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.